Good morning and welcome to our Monday podcast. Last Monday, we jumped into Proverbs chapter 12, and Proverbs chapter 12 speaks about the examples of something that exists within a person, and what that is their character. And so quickly, a couple of examples of that would be in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 11, whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits lacks sense. It just says, man, if you're going to try to get rich quick, that's not a good way to live. But if you work your land, if you're a laborer and you work hard, you're going to get the fruit of that, right? That's what it's speaking about. And it says, man, there's one that says, I'm going to continue to work diligently in my life. Verse 14, from the fruit of his mouth, a man is satisfied with good, and the work of a man's hand comes back to him. So it's like the fruit of our mouths is man, are the beneficial things that come because of the things that we say, as opposed to the detrimental things that we could say and the heartache that we could cause. So there's such a difference in the character of a man, right? And of course, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. It says, man, be slow to speak, quick to listen, because the anger of man does not accomplish the righteousness of God. Our anger as men is not beneficial, it's detrimental. But that's what this chapter is all about. Well, last week, I actually camped on a verse, and I need to finish some of that discussion today because I didn't do that last week. We kind of ran out of time. So we got to get right to it. It's verse 4, an excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who brings shame is like rottenness to in his bones. And, you know, in the context of that is that crown, an excellent wife is the crown of her husband. You know, what causes a woman to excel? Well, one of the responsibilities that we have as husbands, as men and husbands, is the way in which we care for our wives. And in Ephesians, Paul writes very specifically for husbands about their attitude, their character, and it says, man, look at this character and see how you measure up. Well, it's pretty tough to measure up to this character. Watch, listen to this, and think about how you've responded to your wife. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. So husbands, our responsibility is to love as Christ loves the church. Man, he gave himself totally in order to be able to communicate, but God demonstrates his love toward us and that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh man, when our wives blow it, what's our response? Are we critical? Are we demeaning? Do we huff and puff and blow the doors down, you know? Or are we recognizing the opportunity that we have to love our wives? Because it says that he sanctifies her. Well, sanctification is this huge religious word that says, I set you apart from something to something else. And typically what that means is that Christ has set us apart from sin to righteousness. So it's an opportunity for me to sanctify, to set her apart, that she should be set apart solely, that I shouldn't be distracted by any other woman by any means, but by other things as well. No, the relationship in life is what it matters. It's not about acquiring things. It's about the opportunity to have a relationship that's set apart, that's unique and marvelous and rich and fruitful and nourishing in her heart and in her mind. It says that we're cleansed by the washing of the water by the word. And of course, that word is not logos, which points towards the very word of God, Jesus, but it's rhema. Rhema, as I shared last week, is carefully chosen words, but it's also in how you say those words, right? So it's important for me to be careful about the way that I speak. Well, the more the thing that I missed last week was, you know what, we don't always do that. Unfortunately, we fail. And when we fail, I think one of the most important things that we do is how we wash our wives to restore, how we acknowledge our wrong. our tones, our attitudes, our words that we use, that we need to seek God's forgiveness for those, and we need to go to our wives and seek that. And I think that that's actually a greater washing, because that's what Christ does for us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, I think we have that opportunity to do that with our wives as we go and we seek the opportunity to restore them through the brokenness of our hearts, of recognizing our wrongs. Not pointing out anything that they may have done wrong. No, I'm the leader. I am to go and to seek the restoration, to sanctify my wife with my words, to affirm for her my love, to acknowledge my wrong, what I said, what I did, what I didn't say, what I didn't do was wrong. Acknowledge the wrong, and then don't just say, well, I'm sorry. No. Would you please forgive me? That's so important for us. I know that for Susie and I, in our relationship, that has been, I think, one of the key ingredients of our lives, other than knowing Christ and have a relationship with Christ, is modeling that relationship to each other. That when we have offenses, because we do, she might say something or I might say something that might offend each other, but we're quick to reconcile. We're quick to acknowledge the wrong and to restore. You know, Peter writes, in 1 Peter 3, says, likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, I can't understand my wife all the time. I don't get her all the time, but I love her. You see, but that's the thing about it is my relationship with Christ drives then my understanding for my wife, because I know he understands her. So my confidence, my trust is in pursuing Christ because he does understand her, so that I might live with her in an understanding way, that I'm not harsh or rash with her, but that I might show her honor, that I'm careful with what I say and how I say it or what I do. Because there's something unique that says that she's a weaker vessel. Truth of the matter is God designed a woman to be very sensitive and tender to the emotions of people. And so I got to guard and protect those, because my wife is so good at those things compared to what I am. Let's get it done. Let's get after this. Let's complete this, whatever. You know, and it doesn't matter if somebody gets hurt along the way. Oh my gosh, that's terrible. My wife is constantly thinking about, well, how are they going to feel? What are they going to think? You know, let's be careful about our witness. Oh, you know, I love my wife, but she has said that to me probably more times than not when we're at football games. You know, be careful of your witness, Ron. But the reality is, man, I want to be careful in the way that I communicate to her, because there's something very unique that I got to listen to her, because she does care for people differently than I do, because relationships is what life is all about. Since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, she's not my servant, she's not my housemaid, she's not my laundry keeper, she's not my cook, she's my wife, she's my gift from God. And I want to honor my gift giver by the way in which I care for his gift. So it says, so that your prayers may not be hindered. You know, when there's something wrong in our relationship because of something that I may have abruptly done, or something that I haven't communicated well that I didn't like, and I just was angry about it. Well, that's wrong. And so I know right away, man, there's this thing in me, this conviction in me that says, Ron, you can't even go and have a decent time of prayer because this is on your mind. God says, man, if you got a problem with somebody, leave your home at the altar and go and reconcile. Man, can I encourage you, husbands and wives, go and reconcile with one another. Be diligent about that. Let that be an opportunity to heal the offenses of life. And I don't care if it's been 30 years of offenses. Go and acknowledge them and ask for forgiveness and let God begin to heal and restore. Let him sanctify. Let him set them apart. May you two be set apart for the glory of God. God bless you all, and thank you for allowing me to be a part of your life today. Thank you.